Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
Yeah. So here's what I did. You know, like, I know volume is key, but what I did is I mixed from the very beginning all my powerlifting and all my bodybuilding stuff as one unit. So as my squat went up, my power squat, so did my high bar close stand squat, so did my pause squat, so did my deadlift, so did my deficit stiff leg, so did my regular deficits, so did my bent rows, so did my benches, my close grips, my inclines, my shoulder presses. So I would cycle all those the same way, and except for like some of the other assistance exercise I kept for the off season, like high bar close stand squats, because I had weak quads. I didn't like front squats. For some reason, every time I did a front squat, my biceps would cramp up and I could never get the hang of them. So I did high bar close stand squats so I could use more weight and it transferred over. So whatever exercise I did in the off season had to similarly match my regular lift in order for there to be a transfer.
Right, right.
That's what I figured out at a young age. But I cycled all those heavy compound lifts all the time to have them all go up at the same time.
You mean from like from the early part of the training cycle with the high reps to the low reps?
Yeah.
That's what you mean by as they would increase.
And then the off season, like I said, instead of a regular power squat, it would be a high bar close stance and a regular pause squat with no equipment.
Right.
In the bench, it would be more close grips and inclines, but with my feet up in the air. For deadlifts, it would be deficit deadlifts with no belt or stiff leg deficits with no belt.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Is the feet up in the air because your feet can reach the ground?
Pretty much. Thank you.
There's going to be a bunch of those.
It's actually true.
How do you keep those going for the next couple hours?
It's funny, but it is true. It is true. Yeah, I used to have like, at one time I had safe squat shoes. And I had like Kiss, like from the rock Gene Simmons shoes, like platforms shoes on the bottom of it.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. But, it, you know, whatever worked. I used to try everything, just like everyone today.
Yeah.
Those big heel.
Oh, yeah. But it was all like, it was
boots.
A big platform.
Yeah.
It was a big platform. No, not the Burt Reynolds.
At some point, once you kind of had some success with the training cycle, you started keeping with it, right? I mean, you basically figured out a routine that was sustainable.
That I could
and worked,
do, and but then you just kinda I think did. The key was, as in most routines, is to pick your numbers correctly.
Yeah.
And I didn't have an ego. I figured, I don't know where I heard it or if I learned it, that if I could do these four training cycles a year and try to get just a little bit better each time, if I did this for 5 years, that was 20 training cycles and I figured where I'd be.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. So that's I stuck to it religiously. And that's on all my lifts from week one to week 12 or however long it was. Every single rep, every single set, every single weight, every single exercise was already planned in.
Yeah.
What I do. I never deviated. I never had to.
Right.
That was a clip from episode number 45 with Ed Cohen, the GOAT. Ed is one of our favorite people to talk with, so humble, despite his incredible accomplishments. So you can check out the full episode with Ed Cohen, episode number 45 of The Jug Life, through the link in our video info or right here. And if you're interested in coaching for powerlifting, weightlifting, supertotal, strongman, or powerbuilding, visit juggernautcoaching.com through the link right there.